you spend time seeking the faith of God and praying, you find out that God will help you. Oh, yeah. He said, but you shall receive what? Power. As the Holy Ghost will come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. What you going to witness? You're going to witness the goodness of God to get people saved, to live a godly life, to overcome all the crisis that comes to you in life. You're going to witness the power to do when you used to fail in the midst of it. Yes, sir. He said to me in Jerusalem and in all what Judea and Samaria and to the what? See, number one, you shall receive, but you shall receive power. Number two, you'll be a witness of the goodness of God, that he's good, that you can be, you can do what he called you to do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
You'll be a witness that you won't mind telling others about Jesus. You get talking to some people. Some people's open, some are not. But you, when you find an open door, you just go in and share. You'll be surprised. And see, just because you know something, you got to make that your own so you can share it and live it. Hello? You run into some people, and they love God, but they just talking all wrong. You got to listen to the Spirit, how to guide them and correct them. Then you hear some, they just going to do it anyway. Well, you have to lead them alone and go to somebody who need it. Maybe they'll get ready later on down the road. I've offered people opportunities to come, but they refuse to do it. Yep, I'm going to tell you. You can turn God's word down, turn your nose up at it, or do all that stuff. But God's not going to change for you.
All right.
He's not going to change. He ain't changed for me. You guess who had to change? You're looking at him. I'm the one that had to change. So God, you're right. I got to get off my high horses and armor myself before God and said, what you want to say to me, I'll do it. Or I can walk around bullheaded and it's going to cost me. You may think you're getting away now, but it's going to cost you dearly down the road. And I know, I understand pain. I understand abuse, physical pain. I understand verbal pain. And I understand pure spiritual pain. I understand. But you're not going to get any help from God trying to do it your way. Getting in the Spirit, that's why he sent the Holy Spirit. He told me to talk about it. I sent you some help. And if you will listen to whom I sent you and yield to him and let him teach you and let him lead you and let him reveal to you, you'll overcome it all. I don't care what it is. And that's the stuff he helped me overcome. I don't have time to get into that, but maybe someday I will. Because I did things to try to cover up this thing. And you don't need to try to cover up anything. You just need to be real before God. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. So he said, you shall be what? Number one, you shall receive power. Number two, you shall be what? Witnesses unto him. What shall you be? Witnesses. So you can witness that God is everything he says he is. He's a provider. When you get in trouble, when things look bad, and boy, brother, sister, whoever, I've been there. Real quick, my wife and I moved to Tulsa, and we wound up living in Coweta. And when you're out there, you don't know anybody. You're in a strange land. You move to another city. Ain't like you got some friends and relatives and siblings and all that around you that you can call on the phone. You just don't know anybody to call. We barely had a phone. And when you got five children, well, that's right, June Kelton, that's right, he was the baby. Five children, and you really don't know for sure where your next meal is really coming from. I have to take my hat off to my wife. She was used supernaturally by God. I didn't even realize how supernatural she was used during those days. She'd take 15 cents and make $2 out of it. And you come in, you don't know where you're gonna get your next meal. You don't know how the next thing gonna happen. But you learn to trust God. I didn't complain. I would just get in the Word, and I trusted Him all I knew how. We did. And believe me, God saw us through. And I'm grateful for those days. Because I learned something. I learned to trust Him. I got so desperate one time, I don't know what you call it, desperate or not, but I told this in the time, several times. We needed to work, and we needed to work bad. It wasn't that I didn't want to work. The job just wasn't ready, you know, when you're doing construction work. Sometimes you finish one job, they don't have the other one ready. And I need to work bad. Well, I need the money. That's how I knew how to get my money to work for. I sure wasn't going to steal it. Okay. I came in that day, and pressure was on. Anybody been under pressure before? Yeah, I guess I'm the only one. Huh? Nah. And the pressure was on. I mean, the pressure was on. You got five children, a wife. You're going to school, you got to pay tuition. Pressure was on. Kids, they just laughing. They didn't have a clue. They didn't have a clue or a care. But the pressure was on. So I knew about the scriptures that you stand on the word of God. You stand firm. Don't waver. So I said, Lord, I'm standing on your word. And so I took my Bible and I put it in the floor and I stepped up on it. I said, I'm standing on it, Lord. And I wasn't joking. The Lord knew I wasn't joking. I said, I'm standing on your word. I did all I knew how. And he helped me. And you remember the man had the son that was a lunatic. This thing would try to throw him in the fire to burn him and water to drown him. And he said, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. God help my, I believe it. I would believe in everything I could. You know, if you only have enough strength to pick up 10 pounds, how are you going to pick up 20? I had to have some help. So I'm telling you, in these days in which we live, it's not time to ignore God. It's time to get yourself ready because some stuff is coming. That if you don't know it, you ain't going to be here. You ain't going to make it through. And that's not to be negative. It's just telling you the truth. Because if Satan get a chance, he'll take out any believer he can. He don't like you. You and him don't have anything in common. He's an enemy to you. You're an enemy to him. And he's afraid that you're going to finally find out who you really are. And so if he get an opportunity, he'll take you out. Because he figured that'll soften a threat, but he don't understand. The heat is on, and it's not going to lighten up. It's going to intensify. He ain't seen no trouble yet like he's going to see out of the church, out of believers that know their God. Hallelujah.